Hello, young professionals. Eddie Chustovich here, the editor-in-chief of Impact by IEEE Young Professionals. We have a very exciting guest here with us today. His name is Daniel Camacho, and he's an analog design engineer at Intel, and he's also the representative for the Electron Device Society in IEEE. Daniel, first of all, welcome.
Thank you very much, Eddie. I'm glad to be able to be here.
Now, Daniel, we wanted to get a little bit of a perspective of your career, what you do, how you arrived at Intel. Tell us a little bit about your life journey.
Well, when I finished high school, I actually was not, I was not sure on what I was getting on. I knew I wanted to make chips, whatever that was. I have not really idea what it meant or what it implied, but I always wanted to make chips. So, of course, I studied electrical engineering back in home in Colombia. I finished my undergrad studies there, and then by knowing the right people and being in the right place at the right time, I got the opportunity to come to U.S. to make my graduate studies. I got my master's from SMU in Dallas in 2008. I graduated in 2010, and in 2011, I joined Intel as an analog engineer, and I've been with them ever since, pretty much.
So tell us a little bit about the work that you do at Intel. You don't have to go into the details, but what sort of work do you do? I mean, everyone is fascinated by Intel. It's such a global organization. What do you do in Intel?
So Intel is a pretty vibrant company. I work in one of the multiple teams that develop the main line of products that Intel has, so the Core i3, i5, i7. One of the multiple teams that develop those products is where I sit. And we have a lot of interaction with people globally, and I do every kind of circuit design, from full digital custom to something very analog to sometimes I need to engage into backend. So it's a very broad scope what I have.
So for our listeners that are not aware of the detail that's involved, you know, can you explain a little bit about the sort of work that's involved in designing the chips that you design?
Well, designing a chip like what Intel does is a huge process. There's hundreds of people involved. I would even say that my part is a very small part of the whole thing. But my focus is mainly on design, which means I face the same challenges that any student faces in his undergrad studies. I deal with noise, with bandwidths, with gains. All that, the only thing that it's different is that I do it with Intel's technology, which it's pretty advanced. But in general, it's the same challenges that all the students face when they are studying electrical engineering.
So currently, where is Intel at with its research? I mean, we constantly keep seeing devices shrinking in size, you know, transistors shrinking in size. Where do you see the industry going in the next few years?
Well, Intel already is in the market with 14 nanometer products. There's a lot of work in continuing the Moore's Law moving ahead. And in spite of all the challenges, Intel is putting as much as it can in keep moving ahead. And it's not easy, but it's of course, Intel is the, if any company can do it, it's for sure Intel.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with the IEEE and what synergies do you see between your involvement with the IEEE and the work that you do at Intel?
Okay, so I'll go with that first. And it's very interesting because actually there is none. But that doesn't stop me from getting involved in IEEE. So how I got to IEEE is, again, knowing the right people at the right time. EDS has a very interesting program, a fellowship program for master's students and a fellowship for PhD students. So back in 2008, I knew somebody who's a very active senior volunteer in EDS, and he knew my work, and he knew I was doing my master's, so he called me and said, hey, I think you're the right person for this award. Would you be interested in putting a nomination package together? I said, sure, let's go for it. I won, finally, the award, and ever since I got involved in IEEE. And my involvement has been growing. I moved from Young Professionals Committee member to Young Professionals Committee chair. Now I'm also a Young Professional member of the Board of Governors of Electron Device Society. And the scope has been growing slowly, but it has been growing. As I told you, the fact that my day-to-day work doesn't really match the scope of the society or the interest of the society has not stopped me at all of being involved and of bringing ideas, especially because I think that young professionals, the biggest value that we can bring for young professionals is not on the technical side. I'm not saying that IEEE in technical aspect is not important. It's incredibly relevant. But students can get papers through the universities. Young professionals can get papers through most of their companies. So what we need to bring to them is a lot of non-technical aspects. And that, I think, it's what has helped me to get involved in IEEE, in EDS, without actually having to do to be involved in day-to-day work on EDS-related stuff.
So having spoken to many young professionals, it seems that, you know, the soft skills are a recurring message that we're hearing from all of our professional engineers.
Yes.
What is it that about the IEEE that provides these opportunities for you? Where do you see the strength in IEEE's young professional networking programs?
Well, I don't want to limit it to the young professionals, but I think it's important for every IEEE member to realize that they have the channels, they have the opportunity to communicate with real experts in all the areas of engineering. I've been in the same room as Nobel laureates because they are part of our society, and I don't think I would have gotten that opportunity if not for the fact that I'm part of IEEE or for EDS in this case. So it's important to be active, to know the people, and more important even to not be afraid of sending an email. Maybe it won't get reply. Okay, you didn't lose anything, right? But maybe it will, and then you are gaining a contact, you are gaining somebody who you can establish a relation. So I think that's critical, and that's the great advantage that IEEE has over any, or gives you, over a person who actually is not part of IEEE, right? That possibility of sending that email, shooting for a question, maybe it works, maybe it won't, but you lose nothing just by trying, right?
Absolutely. So professional networking is just crucial these days. I mean,
yep.
Young professionals. And
as I told you, I got the opportunity to do my master's and the opportunity of getting the award from EDS just because I had met the right person at the right time, and I had given him my information. Hey, if you ever hear of something, send me an email.
So essentially, you got to be in it to win it.
Yep.
If you're not networking, you're not really being presented with the opportunities there.
In fact, I entered Intel because I knew somebody in that group who was, and they were looking for an intern, and he said, hey, what are you doing? Are you interested? Yeah, let's give it a try. So networking is, beside the technical education that you might get, networking is the single most important that you can do as an engineer nowadays.
Spot on. I couldn't agree with more. Now, out of curiosity, you said you were born in Colombia and
yes.
That you finished some of your education in Colombia. How much input do you have into the IEEE activities in Colombia? Do you have an interest in supporting activities in Colombia, given that you are now based in California?
I do, and we have been very involved. Thankfully, I'm not the only Colombian who is involved in EDS, and we have had several mini colloquiums in Colombia, thanks to the EDS mini colloquium program, when we have gathered experts from all around the world. We flew into Colombia, and we gave the students in Colombia the chance to hear lectures from professors from Japan or from Europe to hear what is being done there and to close the gap between the countries in that are developing and those that are already developed.
So in your opinion, where do you feel Colombia is currently at with its development, and what opportunity exists for young professionals to take advantage of what you are creating with these partnerships?
There are many opportunities to take advantages. Colombia has a very interesting industry in terms of things like communications, things like oil and gas. All those things involve electrical engineering and involve young professionals by far. Maybe we are not we don't have that many opportunities in things like electron device society or electron devices in general, but that should not stop a student from talking to that guy who works in, I don't know, IBM or Intel or whatever other company, saying, hey, if you ever think of something that I can do, let me know. So I think regardless of the status of the technology in Colombia, we can bring goodness to students there and to young professionals there.
Absolutely. And one last question. We are located here in Reykjavik in Iceland for the Young Professional Face-to-Face meeting. What would you say is your highlight of this meeting so far?
Oh, well, I wasn't expecting it to be that cold, definitely. No, it's been great. It's been a vibrant meeting. I have the chance to meet people from other societies, understand the challenges that they are facing, and it's been a great opportunity of networking.
Absolutely. Daniel, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us here today.
Thank you, Eddie.
There you have it, Young Professionals, Daniel Camacho. A very interesting individual, obviously very much spread across many roles at Intel and with the Young Professionals program at IEEE. Stay tuned for more interesting stories from IEEE Young Professionals. Thank you.